Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky showed up in Congress today to meet with lawmakers about sending more aid to Ukraine in its war with Russia. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says the Congress can't be a blank check for a war with no certain end. His fellow Republican Lindsey Graham says the U.S. must help the effort to stop Putin.
But some Republicans refused to send more aid and didn't show up to that meeting. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
And it's important for us to stand behind Ukraine until victory is won. And I'm confident that that is certainly what House Democrats will continue to do.
The U.S. has already sent more than $110 billion in aid to Ukraine since the war started. In New York, the Biden administration is granting temporary status to 500,000 Venezuelans who can now find work. Here's Mayor Eric Adams.
The White House heard the calls from this administration and our congressional delegation and the governor to state that we must really come up with a real solution.
Sanctuary cities have been struggling to keep up with the influx of migrants since Republican-led states started shipping them out last year.
The right voices at the right time.
Well, today seemed like the right time for Fox to announce that its founder, 92-year-old Rupert Murdoch, is stepping down as the head of the company, media expert Robert Thomas.
I'd be very surprised to see in the near future any noticeable differences. I don't think this is going to be a new Fox News.
Murdoch's son Lachlan is taking over. Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin has joined a long list of authors who are suing OpenAI in a class action lawsuit, accusing it of violating their copyright to fuel its chatbot without permission. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
ChatGPT is making a fair use argument to overcome a copyright infringement charge. This is not like technology that eliminates toll booth workers. This involves stealing someone's imagination.
AI is another point of contention for writers in Hollywood, and they could be close to making a deal now with studios. We'll keep you updated. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. 1 year ago, construction workers in Delafield discovered the decomposed body of a Waukesha woman.
After a year, homicide charges have now been filed. Police say the man charged with her murder, Matthew Paul, is the father of her child, and they had an on-and-off relationship spanning 20 years. While the cause of her death hasn't been disclosed, there is substantial evidence implicating Paul, including surveillance footage, cell phone data, and his online activity. He faces charges of first-degree intentional homicide and hiding a corpse. The reason for the delay in charging the case is not known. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Waukesha County Technical College has unveiled its new 1,800-square-foot esports lab, featuring 18 fully equipped gaming stations. The goal is to attract new students to the college by providing a cutting-edge gaming facility. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The simple click of a seatbelt can mean the difference between life and death. But don't just take it from me.
As a nurse for the last 34 years, I've seen way too many people seriously hurt in crashes because they weren't wearing a seatbelt. Please protect yourself. Spare your family and emergency responders from needless trauma. Buckle up. Every seat, every trip, every time.
A life-saving message sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastico Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Thursday, September 21st, 2023. Welcome back to hour number two of the big program. Happy to have you along on this Thursday. Mr. Zommers, how are you doing so far?
Doing well.
Yeah.
Staying hydrated back here and all that.
Yeah, a little warm. Here we are, middle of September. We're past now the middle of September, latter part of September, still like 80 degrees in some parts of the state. So a little toasty for Wisconsin. Coming up tomorrow on the show, by the way, our good friend Brady Ewing back on the program and talking Badger sports. They're going to try to extend their win on the road this week at Purdue. So Brady will be in to talk about that. Also break down maybe a little bit of Packers as well. Talking about Aaron Rodgers' injury, the old ACL over there out in New York. Brady had a couple of season-ending injuries in the NFL as well. So we'll talk about what it's like to get a season-ending injury. Say that 10 times fast. And, mentally as well as physically. So all that tomorrow on the first hour at 1:30. Brady Ewing with us tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Coming up this hour, going to be asking you, what are your favorite top 10 Wisconsin brands? Let me say it over. Let me say it again. What, in your opinion, what is the top 10 list for Wisconsin brands? Great article today, and we're going to talk about some of that, tell you what other people are saying are the top 10 brands, and also taking your phone calls as well in terms of top 10 brands.
Yeah, for a second, I was like, what brands are even from Wisconsin?
And there's a lot.
I looked it up, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot.
There's a lot. There are a lot of great things come from Wisconsin. So got to be talking about that later on this hour as well. Right now, I want to turn to an issue that our good friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct, the program that comes directly after ours. Matt Flynn has been all over this. I want to pick up on it a little bit and discuss it. The United States Senate finally got off their keister and confirmed yesterday the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Of course, current Joint Chiefs Chairman, Army General Mark A. Milley, is required to step down at the end of this month. His term is over. And the Republican senator from Florida, who claims to represent Alabama, a little tongue-in-cheek, he's technically the senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. But by all accounts, he lives in Florida, across the border. Has a big house over there in Florida, but yet somehow he's able to represent Alabama in the United States Senate. Anyway, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville has been holding up not just the nomination or the appointment, the confirmation, I should say, for General Milley, but also for other members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as hundreds of other of promotions and appointments. And what this has done is created a domino effect throughout the entire military and messed up countless people's lives, has weakened our defense structure in this country, and has created general chaos. Republicans have been reticent to call him out because of it. And military leaders, until a couple of weeks ago, the same. Finally, the military leaders have begun to spoke out. And this is highly unusual because military leadership does not like to get involved in partisan politics. And they're trying to keep it nonpartisan, but just focusing on saying, look, whether whatever party you're on, if you're in one, these are the facts. Without having these nominations confirmed, it is creating a sense of chaos and instability within the United States military. And the reason that Senator Tuberville from Alabama has held this up are two things. He claims that he's ticked off that the Defense Department allows active military personnel to receive abortions. And number two, he's ticked off at President Biden because Biden decided to have the new Space Force headquarters in Colorado rather than in Tuberville's home state of Alabama. Of course, they already have a facility in Alabama. Tuberville wanted it all. And now it's gotten to the point that even the Republican Party of Alabama, his own Republican Party, have called him out and said, enough is enough. You're endangering the nation's military. And so finally, under pressure, Tuberville said, well, all right, I guess. And what did he do? He let one nomination through yesterday, and that was for Charles Q. Brown Jr., who is going to succeed Army General Mark Milley as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So he let that one go through. And reportedly now, in the coming days, maybe even today, he's also going to allow the vacant seat on the Joint Chiefs representing the Army to go through, as well as the Marine Corps.
Tommy Tuberville, this is a message from me, Aaron Zommers, personally to you. I know the situation you're in is pretty difficult to wrap your head around because it's crammed so far up your posterior. So if you need some help extracting it, I will help you. That's and it will not be pleasant.
It's very kind of you, Mr. Zommers. We'll come back to take your phone calls on this. Discuss this great article in The Atlantic today called The Patriot. It is a profile of General Milley, but more so, it is a condemnation on former President Donald Trump. This from the United States military. And we're going to go through it word by word. We're going to tell you what Trump is actually like behind the scenes, according to the United States military. Do not miss it. Come back after this. Your phone calls as well on the Todd Lovell Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 76 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 77. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Powell Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, September 21st, 2023. Talking about this segment, by the way, coming up a little bit later on this hour, we will be asking you and talking about the top 10 brands in Wisconsin. Looking forward to that. Nice way to end a Thursday. But first, on a more serious note, asking you to give us your opinion on not just Tommy Tuberville, but this whole holding up of the nomination process, the confirmation process of the nominees to hundreds of open military positions. Unprecedented. And look, I get that people have differing views on military actions undertaken by different presidents. That's fair. But in my opinion, no one should be doing anything to disparage or hinder the lives and professional careers of our men and women in uniform, who do it all voluntarily, who in many times are not getting paid what they could in the private sector, who many times are enduring much more difficult conditions in the military than you or I will ever endure in the private sector. And they're doing this because they have a call to duty, patriotism, to protect our country. And each and every one of them deserves our respect for putting on the uniform and keeping this country free and safe. And yet Tommy Tuberville, a guy who never served, by the way, is holding all these up because he has a hair up his posterior. He's butthurt that President Biden put the Space Force in Colorado instead of Alabama.
Tommy Tuberville, it's time to clean up the toys, put them back in the toy box, go back to your room. Just stop.
Just
come
stop.
On.
Exactly.
This is not reasonable in any way. Like, if you disagree with a policy, there are channels to work on changing that policy. This is like a government shutdown if one person could do it.
Yes.
And it reaches beyond the government to the military.
100%.
So it's just like if I say, I don't like the food they're serving at this cafeteria, and I decide I'm going to just close down the fire department of Madison because of
it. No, 100%. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY. You could also text us on the Civic Media app, which you can find on your phone. If you don't have it, just simply download it. Go to your app store, type it in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app today. You can text us or call on that as well. So I told you that the Senate, because Tuberville finally lifted his, what does Matt Flynn call it? Little Lord Fontenoy's. You know, they all think they're Little Lord Fontenoy's in the United States Senate. I love it when Matt says that. Because he's right. So finally, little Lord Fontenoy, according to Matt Flynn, Tommy Tuberville lifted his opposition and allowed, what a big person he was. He allowed the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff nominee, Charles Q. Brown Jr., to be approved. Now, breaking on the wires, as we look now, the Senate has confirmed Army Chief of Staff and the Marine Corps Commandant after the months-long Tuberville hold. So, at least now the Joint Chiefs of Staff will be filled out. But what about the hundreds of other guys, Senator, and gals? The hundreds of other military personnel who are awaiting these confirmations, whose vacancies throughout the United States military hinder our readiness, hinder our security, and absolutely wreck the personal lives of the men and women who put on the uniform. And why isn't anybody else calling this out? What about Ron Johnson? What about the Republican Party in Wisconsin? What about Mitch McConnell? What about Rhoda McDaniel? All these Republicans for years who have sometimes literally wrapped themselves in the American flag and said how pro-military they are, and yet military chaos is ensuing because of one Republican senator holding it all up. And I'll join my colleague Matt Flynn as well in calling out Democrats. Why isn't any Democrat going to the Senate floor and calling this out? It's preposterous to me. I'll tell you why. And I agree with Matt on this. Because at the end of the day, they're more interested in protecting the power within the institution rather than doing what's right for America.
Yep. And having only two parties makes it so easy for this to happen.
Well, absolutely.
And all the laws we have that just continue to protect rich people and let them do anything they want.
As I like to say, that's another bottle of wine. But yes, you're absolutely right, Mr. Somers. I want to go to this tweet here. This pertains. Bryn Tannehill, great author, great writer, took to Twitter today to give us the highlights of this great article in The Atlantic today. If you don't subscribe, it's a great magazine. You can also buy it online at theatlantic.com. A great article called The Patriot. And it's a biography piece on Mark Milley, General Mark Milley, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And she puts on here, you know, this is a must-read article because Milley is particularly transparent and honest about Donald Trump. And again, for years, or I shouldn't say for years, for a long time, Republicans attack people like me, a former Republican, or Democrats, or progressive or liberals. Anytime you say something anti-Trump, well, that's just coming from a rhino. That's coming from a squishy person, whatever, a snowflake. This is from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, one of the most decorated people in American military history. And what do Republicans say? We love the military, right? So you shouldn't question this. You shouldn't. Here's what Bryn Tannehill said, quote, "This caught my eye in this piece of The Atlantic. Trump was willing to kill all the Americans living in the Pacific Rim who didn't get a vote in federal elections. A brutal calculus of a man who regards every relationship as 100% transactional." And this is from this piece of The Atlantic on General Milley. The article says, quote, "When the argument failed to work, Kelly, for another former general who was the chief of staff at the time for Trump, Kelly spelled out for President Trump that a nuclear exchange could cost the lives of millions of Koreans and Japanese, as well as those of Americans throughout the Pacific. Guam, Kelly told him, falls within range of North Korean missiles. Trump responded, quote, Guam isn't America, unquote. The guy has just no regard for fellow American lives. Bryn Tannehill goes on, Trump ended up hating Milley because he wasn't loyal and because Milley apologized at one point for going to Lafayette Square. Remember that? During the whole kind of insurrection thing, Trump went over and carried a Bible upside down in front of a church in Lafayette Square and made Milley walk with him. So later on, Milley apologized. Trump saw that as a sign of weakness. Above all, Trump wants to personally replace military leadership with loyalists. Here's quoting from this article in The Atlantic. By 2018, Trump was growing tired of General Dunford, a widely respected Marine officer. After one White House briefing by Dunford, Trump turned to aides and said, quote, that guy is smart. Why did he join the military? Trump did not consider Dunford to be sufficiently loyal, and he was seeking a general who would pledge his personal fealty. Such generals don't tend to exist in American system. Michael Flynn, Trump's QAnon-aided first national security advisor, is an exception. But Trump was adamant. Tannehill goes on to say, We knew this already, but Trump had no concept of how the military ethos of duty, honor, and sacrifice works. Those are for, quote, chumps in his mind. Trump was disgusted by signs of weakness. Another quote from this Atlantic article, quote, the president could not fathom people who would serve their nation honorably, General Kelly said, along with other former administration officials, has argued that Trump has a contemptuous view of the military and that this contempt made it extraordinarily difficult to explain to Trump such concepts as honor, sacrifice, and duty. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Wisco Paul, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, good afternoon. That news about Trump is very troubling, to say the least. But first of all, you have an all voluntary military, and you want to do what you can to keep it that way, as you certainly don't want to go back to the draft if you can help it. So it's pretty stupid to hold up all these promotions. And the military right now is having trouble recruiting qualified people into the military, so this won't help at all. Mm-hmm. It's very troubling news about Trump that he's that stupid to say things like that. But I'll tell you another little troubling information, if I can keep using that word.
Yeah.
Trump and Biden are tied. They're tied in some of these polls for winning the presidency. I don't know where we're headed here, but that's my 2 cents for today, and thanks for taking my call.
Always appreciate it, Wisco. I mean, this is kind of what we've been talking about over the last couple of days, that in some people's minds, there's this almost foregone conclusion. Well, if Trump gets the nominee, it's not a big deal because Biden's going to just take him to town. It won't be close. And that's not true. That's simply not true as we stand here a year away from the election. And any thoughts you might have about entertaining and saying, you know, look, Joe Biden doesn't make me excited, so I think I'm going to vote for no labels, or I think I'm going to vote for, you know, whoever, another party candidate. Any vote not for Biden is a vote for Trump.
Let me say that, including abstaining.
Well, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Mr. Zomers. Let me say that again and add in Mr. Zomers as well. Any vote other than Joe Biden or abstaining is a vote for Donald Trump in 2024. That's just the facts. Let me wrap this up. One more quote here from this piece of The Atlantic of how much he hates transgender people and actually gay people as well. Quote, but at one point, Trump returned to the job offer, saying to Milley, quote, Mattis says you're soft on transgenders. Are you soft on transgenders? Unquote. Milley responded, quote, I'm not soft on transgender or hard on transgender. I'm about standards in the U.S. military, about who is qualified to serve the U.S. military. I don't care who you sleep with or what you are, unquote. Going to come back one more quote on the other side of this break. One that I think says it all about what Donald Trump actually thinks of military veterans, about what he thinks about people who have given nearly every inch of their life for this country, who deserve our respect, our salute, our thanks, and we'll tell you what Donald Trump says about it on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Plus your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine's president is on Capitol Hill today asking Congress for more military aid. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Unlike last time he was here, last year, there are growing divisions in Congress about whether to continue funding aid to Ukraine.
The U.S. has delivered more than $100 billion to Ukraine so far. Relief for sanctuary cities now that the Biden administration's given temporary legal status to migrants. CBS's Allison Keyes.
More than 400,000 Venezuelan migrants will have a chance for both legal status and work permits, giving them the ability to live and work in the nation legally.
92-year-old Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as head of Fox News. Media expert Robert Thompson.
It would be impossible to overestimate the impact that Rupert Murdoch has had, not only on the news, not only on the entertainment industry, but on the culture of this country and the rest of the world.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A $400 million high-end apartment project at the Mayfair Mall involves the developer purchasing land from the city of Wauwatosa. While the city is providing incentives for the project, including the sale of land at a discount, developer Barrett Lowe Visionary is contributing $1 million to the city's affordable housing efforts. That is more than the cost of the land. A government committee in Milwaukee County is talking about the return of in-person visits in the county jail. James Kelly has more.
The Finance Committee has unanimously approved a $150,000 study to assess the possibility of reintroducing in-person visitation, which hasn't been permitted at the Milwaukee County Jail for over 20 years. Safety was the reason the in-person visits were stopped.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Glad to have you along on this Thursday, September 21st, 2023. 33 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're having a good discussion, I think. I mean, I shouldn't say nice, but a thoughtful discussion on what's happening in the United States Senate. In terms of the United States military, finally, Tommy Tuberville, you know, I guess he made everybody bow down. He gave him the cross and said, now that you've genuflected, I'll let three of them through. Hundreds of military personnel awaiting confirmation, their nominations by President Joe Biden, military confirmations, not political, military confirmations. Finally, Tommy Tuberville of Florida via Alabama has let them a couple through, has allowed the joint chairman, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to be confirmed, and now reports this afternoon in the Senate, he has also allowed the Commandant of the Marine Corps and also the General of the Army to be confirmed as well. So now they have top people in those positions, but still hundreds of people left to be confirmed. And a great piece out today in The Atlantic at theatlantic.com, a profile piece on General Milley, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, called The Patriot. Called The Patriot. And a must read for anybody who loves our military. And this from The Atlantic in a newsletter. This is not necessarily in this piece, but this has been reported before. And I think it's a good time to bring this back up and again, remind people, particularly Republicans, who many I know genuinely admire and love our American military men and women in uniform. But before you go to the polls next year, think about, is the party that you're voting for, the leader of the party you're voting for, the person you're voting for president, is this the kind of person you want to vote and put in the Oval Office again? This is from The Atlantic. Quote, it would be nearly a year before Dunford, that's General Dunford, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff before General Milley took over. It would be nearly a year before Dunford retired and Milley assumed the role. At his welcome ceremony at Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall across the Potomac River from the Capitol, Milley gained an early and disturbing insight into Trump's attitude towards soldiers. Milley had chosen a severely wounded Army captain, Luis Avila, to sing God Bless America. Avila, who had completed 5 combat tours, had lost a leg in an IED attack in Afghanistan and had suffered 2 heart attacks, 2 strokes, and brain damage as a result of his injury. To Milley and to 4-star generals across the Army, Avila and his wife Claudia represented the heroism, sacrifice, and dignity of wounded soldiers. It had rained that day. The ground was soft. And at one point, Avila's wheelchair threatened to topple over. Milley's wife, Holly Ann, ran to help Avila, as did Vice President Mike Pence. After Avila's performance, Trump walked over to congratulate him, but then turned and said to Milley, within earshot of several witnesses, quote, why do you bring people like that here? No one wants to see that. The wounded? Unquote. Never let Avila appear at public again, Trump called Milley and told Milley. Recently, Milley invited Avila to sing at his retirement ceremony. That is who Donald Trump is. I believe across Wisconsin and across this nation, there are principled conservative voters. I don't believe that's the person you want as the head of the commander-in-chief of your military. There's all kinds of wonderful VFW posts, American Legion posts, and at every parade that I'm at for Memorial Day or anything else, when veterans and our men and women walk by carrying the United States flag, I stand and I remove my hat because I never served. And I have great admiration and respect for every person who put on the uniform, as I think all Americans should. That is a fundamental tenet of American decency we should be teaching every one of our children. And yet you had someone in the White House as the commander-in-chief who was telling the top military official in this country after him, we don't want to see the wounded. Don't have the wounded here. It's disgusting. So who would you rather have? Somebody like that? Or someone whose son served admirably in the United States military and finishes nearly all of his speeches with God bless the troops? Someone who goes and hugs and consoles the families of the wounded and the deceased at a Joint Base Andrews when their bodies come home. It is one of the most sobering and important jobs any president has. And by all accounts, the only president in recent American history, the last 50, 60 years at least, the only president who has been reticent to do it. I mean, nobody wants to do it. It's difficult. It's hard. But the person who continued to make excuses and not go there only a couple of times was Donald Trump. Doesn't matter whether it was George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, now Joe Biden, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, they all went. They all respected the fallen, and they were there for the families. And no one understands grief better than Joe Biden. That's who I want as the commander-in-chief. Somebody who respects and loves our military personnel and our veterans. I just don't believe that the majority of Wisconsin veterans want a commander-in-chief again who looks at American heroes, the wounded, and says, don't have them here. We don't want to see that. I never served, but I had the honor of working military affairs for Congressman Scott Klug. And respecting your commanders is an essential part of having a strong military. As I said, Matt Flynn's told this story before. He served in the United States Navy. And having your commander, whether it's your field commander, whether it's your battalion commander, whoever it is, the people lower than that, it's essential that they respect their leader. So when you're going to battle, no one in the military wants to, but if you're called upon to go into battle, to go into harm's way, you want to know that the people sending you there or taking you there are well thought out and have the best plan available and have your back. What do you think it does for morale in the United States military when the commander-in-chief thinks that your wounded brethren are disgusting? That someone who gave multiple tours in Afghanistan, multiple injuries, multiple Purple Heart winner, and the commander-in-chief thinks that person is disgusting. Is that the type of character, moral character, that you want leading our troops? Is that the type of character that you want to represent America abroad? I hope we all think about that. Because I know my answer. Absolutely not. I want Joe Biden representing us and leading our troops. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Glad to have your phone calls as well on this Thursday. I'm going to flip the page a little bit as well to brands. Brands, it is a little bit more fun, I think, but we're still happy to talk about the military part of it as well. Going to be talking about brands in Wisconsin. But first, to finish up on what we're talking about, military and who you want leading. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would be happy to have your phone calls as well. CJ is on the line. CJ, 1 second here. We're kind of getting things back in form here. Give Mr. Zomers a chance to type in. But CJ in Stoughton still, 1 second. Go ahead. Now, go ahead, CJ. You're on the air now.
Thank you again for taking my call, Todd. And I think most importantly, if you were asked of the military, who they support, because General Milley, President Biden didn't follow his advice in Afghanistan. He said leave 2,900 troops there. He didn't listen to his advice. And that catastrophe cost 13 soldiers their lives. So you may think that Donald Trump, None of those soldiers for a year and a half were injured. We didn't give up a most strategic air base in the Middle East like we did with President Biden. Didn't leave behind billions of dollars of equipment, lives, allies, and U.S. people. So I think if you were to ask the military, and the reason suicide is up in the veterans, it's because of the pain and suffering we saw that their service didn't matter in Afghanistan.
You think the pain, you think suicide in the military is up because of Joe Biden?
By his actions in Afghanistan? Absolutely.
Well, I think it's a larger discussion, CJ, of Afghanistan. Certainly, I think there were mistakes there, but it was set up by failed policies of both Republicans and Democrats, all the way back to George W. Bush to Barack Obama and then to Trump himself. And all three of those presidents had failed policies, and at some point the decision was made. It was a tough decision. And eventually the best decision was to move forward on that.
Can I respond?
Sure.
Because President Trump listened to General Milley. He kept the force there. Biden didn't listen. There was testimony that he did not listen to his military advisors.
I encourage you to read. What about 9/11?
The reason he held true to that one policy of Donald Trump, the one policy after the border, he eliminated all those issues. He didn't follow that.
He eliminated the issues of the border. There's the wall never got built. The war never got built. Say that part.
He wanted to use it for a celebration of 9/11, Todd. That's why he held true to that.
I just think that you're off base. I encourage you to read the article in the Atlantic. I think you will find out that General Milley is certainly a fan of Biden over Donald Trump. We have to move on though. Let's go to Susan in her car. Susan, appreciate you calling in. Susan, go ahead.
Oh, well, as a recent widow of a Vietnam era veteran, and we have a son in the service, I have to say that a lot of people, for example, Mr. CJ that calls in, they don't support, the Republicans are not supporting the military. They want to cut veterans' benefits. They want to take away widows' benefits. And they don't want to put any more money into taking care of veterans. And these are our warriors. And in the Native tradition, warriors were treated very respectfully because why? Because they fought for their people. And my husband suffered PTSD. He had a lot of issues as a result of being over in Vietnam, the results of Agent Orange, and the list goes on. And it took him so long to get his benefits, which was really difficult because there are a lot of reasons I can go into that ad nauseum. But the fact of the matter is that...
Susan, I'm sorry. We're up against a break. If you want to hang on after the break, I'll take you up again. But just hang on. Back after this. Don't go anywhere. We see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn says. Back after this in the Todd Oswald Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows around 61, easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 77, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock after the news. At the top of the hour, our friend Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is in. Do not miss it. He'll give you some information. He'll make you smarter and probably make you chuckle along the way. Matt Flynn Direct immediately after our show. Do not go anywhere. I'm sure Matt will pick up on some of these themes as well and give you a great take. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Have several people on hold. Do not go anywhere. We'll get to you in order of your calls. Let's go back to Susan from her car. Susan, appreciate you holding through the break. I understand you're a wife of a military veteran who has passed away. We're certainly sorry for your loss, but continue on your thought, please.
Well, my thought is that if you look at, I think President Biden is doing wonderfully for the troops. I think he cares about the troops. But that was your initial conversation. Mm-hmm. I believe I stepped into a little late. But I'm just saying that for the most part, the Republican Party as a whole has not been very honoring of veterans. And I know that there's been a lot of push in the past to lower veterans' benefits, take away veterans, make it harder for people to get their benefits that they deserve. But I have to say, I called Tammy Baldwin's office when we were having trouble, and she has a great crew there. They helped me out. They helped me kind of maneuver the system. The veteran service officers in Dane County are amazing people. They're very short-staffed. Mm-hmm. And recently there was an act in the Senate to have veteran service offices be paid for by the federal government. Right now they're paid for by the states. And Rand Paul from Kentucky, wouldn't let the bill come to the floor. And what's happening is there are so many vets out there to be served. The person I worked with wants to have an outreach person to find the widows and the veterans who need help, because so many people are living below the poverty level. Because if you were, let's say you were, like my husband was in Vietnam in 1968 and 69. So the widows of most of those people are very poor because they don't have access to a lot of money. So what happens is that they need some help. Okay. Right. People need help anyway. So what happens is we have all these attorneys online. If you watch TV, if you're a veteran, you call this number and the attorneys take 25% of whatever the veteran receives for their services. And most of this can be handled by the veteran service offices in the county. So for CJ, if you want to put your money behind your mouth, I would call and ask Ron Johnson to help push that act through so that it can come to the floor in the Senate and be passed, because it will really help every state, because not every state is, there are states that are underserved. But anyway, I'm really proud of my husband's service. He was proud of his service. And it's difficult for me to listen to somebody. I don't know if CJ's been in service or if he's been in country anywhere, but there's a whole different story behind just saying that you were in the service or you're behind the troops and actually realizing what happened over there.
Yeah.
And Vietnam was a horrible place to be. And as all other places are, our son was in Afghanistan. He's now in Kuwait. So I'm just saying, I'm speaking from my own facts, from something that's been made up.
Susan, really, really appreciate the call. Again, sorry for the loss of your husband. Thank you for the service of your son. Thank you for sharing your story. Really great call. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's go to Lee in Cape Coral quickly. Lee, if you could keep it brief, want to get everybody on. Please, go ahead, Lee.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say, CJ neglects to tell everybody that the Bush Trump administration actually negotiated with the Taliban instead of the Afghan government on the withdrawal. and that the Biden administration delayed it. It was supposed to be May 1st of 21, and it happened on August 31st. So let's keep that in focus here. And also, how can anybody in the military support Donald Trump being the draft dodger that he is?
Right.
He had five deferments. And, I mean, it just boggles my mind.
Yeah, me too.
That's great. All I got, Todd.
Great Thank call. You. Thank you very much, Lee, down in Cape Coral. Really appreciate it. Let's go quickly to Madison here. Kevin and Madison, keep it brief, but go ahead, please.
Well, CJ's got a few things wrong. And, you know, I'm glad CJ's concerned about those 13 people that died. Donald Trump isn't. Remember the African-American woman that Donald Trump said to the woman who lost her husband in war and said, well, he knew what he signed up for. So, CJ, I mean, those 13 people that died, they knew what they signed up for. Trump's your man. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is that they talk about Biden not listening to the military officials. Well, Trump went in it. He knew it all before he got elected. I know more than the generals do. That's all I got. Have a good afternoon.
Great call, Kevin. Thank you very much, Kevin. And just to be clear, my personal opinion is any life lost is certainly sacred, and we don't want any loss of life. But the point well taken, Kevin. Appreciate the call. Let's go on to Bill in Oconomowoc. Bill, appreciate you holding. What say you?
Great topic. Say, CJ, it's almost like he's scripted. I sometimes really question, CJ, are you really CJ or are you kind of a plant or something? Did you not understand that Trump took a knee and kowtowed and let 5,000 Taliban fighters go? That's a leader, CJ? You need to answer these questions because you just can't spew something that's scripted or you read from Fox. You got to really research it. Have a good day, and thanks for making this a great show.
Hey, Bill, appreciate your listenership as always. Thanks to each and every one of you for listening. Clearly, a hot topic, and I think that people have a lot of thoughts and feelings on it. I'm still thankful for each one of you to call in. And look, I don't want to make it personal against any personal caller or any one caller to this show. People are entitled to their opinions, but I think what we just saw was a great exchange of ideas. And when someone says something that's a little off or a lot off, other people are going to call in and correct that. And so as long as we keep it respectful and not personal, I think that's what it's about. But I this whole issue over having so many people, vacancies, the United States military, and the fact that one Republican senator could hold this up, and finally now he, you know, gets everybody to genuflect to him, and he crosses him and says, okay, fine, I'll let you have three. There are hundreds of other military appointments out there who need confirmation. And the United States Senate better get off their butt and change the rules and stop protecting the institution and support our United States military men and women who are in uniform. And I encourage you to go and read this piece in The Atlantic today. It's called The Patriot. The Patriot in The Atlantic, theatlantic.com. And you can read for yourself what General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually says about having to work with and for Donald Trump. And then ask yourself, who is it in 2024 that you want to lead the United States military? Somebody who actually cares about our military, who ends his speeches with God bless the troops and actually backs it up with results? Or somebody like Donald Trump, who disdains wounded veterans? It's disgusting. What's not disgusting is tomorrow we're going to have Brady Ewing on the show. For Mr. Aaron Zomers and myself, we appreciate all of you for listening, all of you for calling in. Don't go anywhere. Matt Flynn is next on Matt Flynn Direct. We'll see you tomorrow for a Friday edition of the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, keep banging your drum.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.